I want to thank you folks for joining us on another weekday meditation. You know, I have said repeatedly, both in my small groups, at Man Church, from the pulpit, that if there's one thing I could encourage our people to do that I believe gives us a quantum leap in the advancement of our spiritual understanding, the softness of our heart, the recognition of God's voice, how to stay on the path with Him, it would be to adopt the sense of a daily meditation to ensure that we spend the right time focused on the right things with God, our Creator. So let's start this day with a meditation where we just breathe for a minute. I think the goal in breathing is that treat it like a wall that you are separating the pace that you were in to a pace of just God recognition that you're stepping in. So I want to encourage you to draw a deep breath in now and hold it, and then let it go. Draw a deep breath in, maybe this time through your nose, and hold it, and then force it out through your mouth. And do that one more time. Breathe in and let it go out. Now just relax the tense muscles you have and catch a breath prayerfully in a place of solitude and a place of quietude. And you can write down and convey to the Lord, here are three things I am so grateful for today. If you're wondering what some of those might be, this morning I was grateful for a healthy breakfast. I was grateful for how my wife loves me in spite of all the weirdness I am. And I was grateful for Beth and the work that she does so well in our church. They don't have to be all Jesus-centric, just what is it you're grateful for? I know you'll get tired of me saying this, but when we are grateful, what we have is more than enough. So take a minute and finish your thoughts on what you're grateful for. Yeah. And then let's look at a piece of scripture that might be a blessing in your life today. In Psalm 91, here is what the scriptures say. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge and my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with His hands, and so you will never even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras, and you will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. For the Lord says, I will rescue you, those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. And when they call on me, I will answer, and I will be with them in trouble. And I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and gift them my salvation. Take just a moment, folks, and let that word seep into your heart, that the Lord indeed is here to give you great shelter, great protection, great hope, and no fear. And as you do that, settle again into a moment of quietude and solitude. And let your shoulders fall and let your breathing become consistent. And let your prayer include something that only God could do for you this day. What is it that you want to ask your Heavenly Father to step into your life and do today? Just go ahead and offer that up to Him out loud right now. it's good to come into the presence of the Lord. And like I mentioned yesterday, it's like jumping up into a big leather chair sitting by a warm fire, and the Heavenly Father reaches His arms around us and He chats with us. He hears what we're grateful for. He hears us speak and think on the things that He has written in His Word. And we've come to Him with our need. And now I want to ask you to take some time and share with the divine how grateful you are for Him and for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He is yet to do in your life. Just speak those words out loud. If you're wondering, well, I don't really know what to say, Chuck, maybe you want it to sound something like this. God, I'm grateful. I have life today. There's so many things that I am grateful for that You provide, knowing that all good things come from on high and everything that is good is You. Thank You. It's a pretty simple way to pray, isn't it? And then finally, would you think of somebody that desperately needs God to step in and do something for them? I thought of myself that one of the things that I would ask the Lord to do is to step into some friends' lives who recently lost a loved one and bring them comfort. Who is it that you would have the Lord bring to the top of your mind and the tip of your tongue, and that you might be able to come to the Heavenly Father and say, would You? And I'm grateful that You will. As you pray that out loud, prepare your heart to finish this time of meditation by simply saying, God, today I choose to follow You. I choose to live in Your commandments. I choose to live in Your law. And I choose to grow in spirit and in truth, to live, love, and lead more like You every moment of every day. Awkward silence, isn't it? And yet the quietude that is found when we step into our closet to pray with the Lord is the time when we can hear Him most. Take a minute and just literally just sit there and listen for the voice of God. Have you heard His voice? Or have you convinced yourself that no, that couldn't have been God? He doesn't care for me. Friend, listen. God cannot wait to chat with you. While He already knows everything about you, taking this time to meditate is a significant step in the direction of saying, Lord, I am willing to make You a priority in my life, the number one priority in my life. And Lord, I'm grateful that You will rescue those who love You. Would You just step down and rescue me this day? Heavenly Father, thank You for these folks who have joined me today for the second day of meditation in this Thanksgiving week. Give them great peace and joy. Go before them and make a way. Go within them and bring them peace. And come behind them and carry them in times that they need You to. And say with me, in the name of Jesus we pray, amen. See you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation. Bye now.